to wet your beak responsibly.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott,
present,
Justin Moore, live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
There we go.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Thanks, Outlaw. Thanks, Mr. President. You know what to do, everybody. Morning Mayhem, 609ers. We move it. Let's go.
Hit that cargo net. Move it.
Sure as you were born, they bought me a silk suit and put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land.
Yakshimash.
Gold steak, all the carty flying over to the Golden State.
Don't break.
Less than 13 minutes, he would set us at the terminal.
All right, everybody, get ready.
Don't blow this for us, Gene!
Taxi through the terminal zone.
Chop.
Cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles!
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party, baby!
He's probably on his way back. He got here and he took two sets of keys. Yes, so he came here, he fixed the cameras, and had to run back. He's on the way back.
I didn't know that.
No, it's okay.
Strength and honor.
Christian, you better be standing in your car. That's Christian when he found out he had his wife's keys.
Put your engines and cool your wings.
Let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
USA, USA, USA.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopik Sui! Los Angeles!
Yeah, boy!
All right. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11 on this Tuesday, July 14th. Glad you are with us. We are back in studio. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Christian. In your car somewhere, driving back.
I'm just giving him grief, obviously.
Roger and I got back from, along with Steve Qualls last night, from NASCAR. What time did we get back? 7:30? I don't even know. 6:30, it's all running together.
I think it was closer to 7:30.
Quite the adventure, yeah. But it was a good day, success. A good travel
success.
Day,
success.
Yes.
Success.
Had a little trouble finding the, I tell you, Atlanta airport. Whew! It's a city just finding, it's, oh, you can't even find the darn... Car rental return.
Good night, Clover. Oh,
it's just
my God.
Like, it's like 5 miles long just to get to the rental car.
In the pouring rain.
The circumstances are bad.
Shout out to Delta Airlines. I'm coming for you because you took my suitcase condom, and I don't know where it is.
What'd they say?
Well, I go to the guy, and he says, well, I can't do anything for you. You have to call this number.
Yeah.
I call that number as Steve and I are leaving, and they go, we don't do anything. You have to take care of it at the local place. I went, now it begins.
Well, you know, it had to have been taken off back in Atlanta. Yeah, it had to have been taken
Samantha
off.
Samantha thinks that thing just could have just slipped off, but it's on there tight. So I think it had to be ripped off.
If you had not checked that, do you leave the well, you're calling it the condom. It's the cover like you would have on, what would you describe that?
It's a protective cover for your luggage.
It's vinyl you can see through. And it's a vinyl, I guess. Not vinyl,
it's plastic.
Just protects it from getting scratches.
Well, and listen, it was a carry-on, and we were forced to have to give it to them.
Do you take them off when they, I mean, you travel with them like that, where they throw them around, and that's why you have it? Because it can slip off, and it can slip off.
It's a carry-on, so you don't expect
that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you usually just for...
No, it doesn't slip off. It's on there snug.
So what happened is that the plane was full, and we had to...
There was plenty of room up there.
So. Yeah, we had to get our luggage
out. So anyway, I looked up as I was waiting to talk to you last night. Of course, you know, in my anal nivity, if you will, I looked up Noble Luggage on... Amazon to see if I could buy a couple of new covers. There's a couple of scratches on it. It was a Middle Eastern descent worker for Delta who was telling me that he could not help me. And I say that because it was difficult for us to understand each other there.
Yes.
But a nice guy anyway, but it blows that you ruin it. And there's a little bit of a scuff on it.
Yeah,
but anyway, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how'd you enjoy the play? We had a great time, and appreciate Jessica for hooking it all up, for you getting us there and staying in the room and doing all that, the rent a car and all that, and for lunch.
Yeah, today, Roger, got a fun show. We get Justin Moore back, excited about that. We had a conversation with him last night.
And sure did.
He's excited about being back with us, and we'll see if he's on time his first day back.
Absolutely, we're going to. Kate?
We're going to have him on at 7. I asked Rick to move to 8 just so we could have if Justin jumps on with us.
Oh, okay.
Give us a little bit of time to before we get to John Daly. Of course, the British Open is this week.
Yeah, man.
It was John 1 back in the day, and we'll visit with him. Also, with Chuck Gatlin, we'll play a little Family Feud. We hadn't had Justin in 5 weeks of Family Feud. We'll do that. And then at 9 o'clock hour, Jessica's coming up. With Sheriff Mike Knadel, and he's the sheriff down in Fordyce. It's been 2 years since the mass shooting at the Mad Butcher, so we'll talk with him and maybe give him he can give us some ideas.
2 years,
how about that? Wow. Give us some ideas about having gone through that, what communities might can do to prepare for it. So, also too, today is National Mac and Cheese Day.
Saw that.
Yeah, it seems like we've had this debate about mac and cheese everywhere we turn.
I'm in.
It's also a National Cow Appreciation Day.
Okay.
Yes. I love the cow. I love the cow.
Big fan.
I hadn't spent much time around them, but they seem to be nice animals.
They don't do what buffalo do to you.
It's
still in critical condition, I think.
They threw that thing, that bison threw him up 10, 15 feet.
Yeah, and it wasn't one of those things where dude was very close to him and shouldn't have been in the wrong area. I don't know if you're walking around him or not. I don't know what the deal is, but.
Yeah, that thing. If you hadn't seen the video, you ought to Google it. It's this bison tracks down this older couple and just hunts him down.
Yeah, it's an older dude and his grandson.
And he's running around. Looks like something out of AI, and it turned out to be true. Like, you know, cows usually are pretty nice.
But
I've seen cows get mad every once in a while.
There's a guy on
Twitter or YouTube or whatever that he keeps cows, and they got one cow who's real angry.
Well, he becomes
he gets after him a little bit. And do cows bite? I don't know. Do they get mad? Do they ram you? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess they could kick you, if you don't grab the right teeth.
They're almost like deer in all these. I had like six deer in my backyard.
They're just massive.
And all they do is walk around and eat. Yeah. They have nothing else to do. They have no agenda. They're not doing anything with the family. Not good. They're just going to walk around and eat, sit down, poop, get up, eat, walk around, poop.
Until they become food. I mean, I don't know if they know that.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of the cow. Big fan of the cow when it comes to the food.
National Nude Day today.
How about that?
Roger, you have National Naked Gardening Day. International Naked, right.
And so what is Nude Day?
So it's just a day where you celebrate nudeness.
All right.
So
now, we know that Terry Mahan lets us celebrate lots of things here. Bring your pet. Bring your daughter.
Yes, yes.
Bring your whatever. And we have a lot of those. I mean, when does she choose what days we all celebrate? And, you know, because you have therapy dog. What do they call that? What do they call it?
Therapy dog.
Comfort animal.
Yeah.
Comfort animal day, stuff like that. I wonder if there is an office or somewhere that will celebrate Nude Day, if you want to.
Well, you have that combined with National Tape Measure Day. Go figure. I don't know if that's a tongue-in-cheek deal, but that is... Today is National Tape Measure Day.
Yes. Do you know where your tape measure is?
Let's say, I do. Okay. And does every boy at some point in his life bring out the tape measure?
They do.
Okay. At some point in our life.
I say, but you got to be careful. I mean, it's probably ruler,
And you try to, you're a guy, you go from the bottom, you go from the very bottom, the very tip, or you take every inch you get. So we're talking about, your bat, your baseball bat.
Yes,
what I'm talking about.
That's exactly right. You want to see if it actually is a 32 ounce.
We talked about, by the way, too. Hooten's Arkansas Magazine is out
with Ryan Silverfield on it.
It's a weird look on his face. Is that a mad look?
You know what
I can't
that look?
Tell.
That's supposed to be serious, but I think that's a look. Where, you know what I want to know? I want to know. Has he ever used a tape measure? That's a look that could be confusing. I don't know.
He looks like he's not happy with you.
He's serious.
I'm here to coach.
He's nobody's pawn. See, that's
he's
the deal.
Playing,
he's serious. I'm not your jag wagon.
We'll see where they rank us. Yeah. Also, too, we got the All-Star game tonight, Roger.
I saw
something about Home Run Derby, and I thought they were promoting it next week, because usually we're at the SEC Media Days is when that happens. Somehow the calendar's off a little bit. I don't know if the SEC Media Days is.
You're also off, too. You've been going around. You've got a lot of things going on.
This is the 96th Major League Baseball All-Star Game. A lot of the stars aren't playing tonight. Right. As soon as Christian gets here, we'll give him the chance to break that down.
Come down that
I think it was Kyle. Who won it last night? Who won the Home Run Derby?
Dude, I don't know. I did not watch
it. It was Kyle Schwarber, right? Yeah. It was not him. I thought it was somebody else.
I should have it.
British Open is this weekend. We'll visit with John Daly about that. Okay. We see the numbers on Chris Curry. We'll have to get Chris come up Thursday or Friday and hang out for the show. He got a salary. He got a bump from 130 a year to 200. So congratulations to him and some other parts of that.
Wow.
And then also Sunbelt announced their preseason team, and ASU had five on there. I think three first teamers. So
I like it.
Yeah.
I
like this. In the preseason coaches poll, ASU was picked to finish third in the West Division. All right. We'll take that. Seems like that's an improvement from last year, right? I don't know. Roger, you've got a big soccer match tonight. France versus Spain. France versus Spain, Roger.
I'll give you some France versus Spain. Here's France.
Bonjour from Normandy, France. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Woo, pig, suey.
Thank you.
That's our French guy.
And then Spain.
And then Spain. I don't have anything with Spain.
You do. You have a call like go. Is that Mexico?
I think it might be who that is. Maybe I think so. But Spain. Well, wait a minute. We need Kime to call in we're afternoon drive in Spain right now, and from Andrew. We are midday in London.
And where is the game? The FIFA World Cup semifinals being played
today. Dude.
We talked about yesterday. I said there was a game today and a game tomorrow, England versus Argentina. That one tomorrow is at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. I will give you a hint. We will be close to it. We will be close to it.
Is it in Arlington, Dallas?
It is. It's Jerry's World. Jerry's World.
Jerry's World. Yeah, well, I knew that. All right, so people are saying that it's going to be... Yeah, okay. That does Argentina... I'm lying. Does Argentina repeat?
Yeah, Messi? Yeah. Messi.
I guess it's huge. I guess in England, we're in the final four.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So in England and France have never gotten along. I mean, because France helped us,
yeah. I wonder what the big matchup would be. Is it Argentina versus France or Spain? Or would it be if England won?
I think it's England. I think it'd be
a big upset.
I think it's England and France. I think so, but I don't know. Once again, when Christian gets here, we'll let him tell us.
Did you see where Jurassic Park actor Sam Neill died?
Yes.
I think it was 78.
Yeah, and you're right.
Do you know him mostly from Jurassic Park?
I know him, but there's a part of me that remember because...
He's in the piano, which I've never seen.
I wouldn't watch that without you. No, without you. I wouldn't watch that with you.
Sudden death. No, he was cancer-free. He was only 78. So.
The Omen. Is what I remember him in.
You mentioned that. Yeah, I have not seen.
That's,
you
said every time I think of him.
He was Satan?
He was. He was the adult. He was the adult Satan.
The little kid, Satan too.
The kid. Well, that's him.
Okay.
The kid was. He was a kid grown up, but he is. What was his name? Was it Damon? I'm not sure.
But even though he was a likable mate.
In Jurassic Park, he was because he was a 180 from The Omen.
Yeah.
But I remember him from The Omen, and that's what he always sticks to.
According to this, Sam Neill twice co-starred with Meryl Streep and Australian director Fred blah, blah, blah for Plenty and again for The Sheepest. Yeah. And in A Cry in the Dark, a film about the sensationalized aftermath of the dingo killing a baby in the Australian outback. We know about that, right?
A dingo ate my baby.
You know, it's one of our favorites.
Yeah, well, Elaine says it in Seinfeld.
Oh, that's right.
A dingo ate your baby.
I was not thinking about that. I was thinking of...
Who was it?
The jungle movie, the war movie, where Ben Stiller and Tom Cruise and...
Is that Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, Tropic Thunder. One of them says, repeats that as an Australian. Yeah, so one of the scenes.
That's right. Al Pacino says, he's talking.
I don't know why that why popped into my head.
Well, now, what do you say about that, Craig O'Neill?
Because sheepy.
No, it says sheepish. Did you say sheepish? Is that what the movie, would you say?
Yeah, it's the cheapest. Sheepy.
No, it's sheepish,
I think
Craig.
A Cry in the Dark is the one that does that.
Don't know any of those movies. And I can't tell you how many other movies he's been in because I don't know. Well, you know what? I do know him. Tell me if I'm right. There's a sad part of it where he dies in Hunt for Red October. Does he say he's in Red October?
I didn't say that. I didn't see
that. I think he takes a bullet towards the end and he doesn't make it. With the Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, I would imagine he's got a gazillion
I want to know if he's in... am I just making that up?
Yeah, they would seem like they would put this...
That's a big enough movie.
He's most known for, obviously,
Jurassic Park. I think there's a part where he goes, I would have liked to have seen, you know, Iowa or Ohio or something like that. I think he gets... Somebody tell me if that's... Right or not.
Coming up a little bit later, we'll visit about Brad Pitt. Oh, my gosh. Talk about just a mess of a family life. Wonder what's happening there?
Oh, no, please.
Yeah, his kids, you know, he and, you know, his crazy
Angelina.
Ex, you know, have a bitter
They
divorce.
Never had any kids together, right?
I think they did. I think they had one or two biological kids. And then they had three from around the world. They picked different countries, and they look like, you know, it's a melting pot.
It's the World Cup of kids.
And apparently now the kids are disowning Brad Pitt. We'll get to that a little bit. It's got to be discouraging for him.
I haven't seen him in the paper. I don't know if he.
Matter of fact, I wonder where the All Star game being played. Is it on Fox? I don't know tonight.
It's got to be right.
Maybe so. Sammy Sosa, Roger, has the longest home run ever hit in the Home Run Derby. You know, I sort of miss, you know, the thing about the Home Run Derby, unless it's somebody we know, like the guy from New York Yankees, the judge. He's like, we need back. Is he still around? The back guy?
That's Berman?
Is he still calling? Is he still doing it?
He wouldn't do it on Fox, would he?
I don't know.
Baseball All-Star Game's on Fox tonight at 7 p.m. Toronto plays Washington in the WNBA. I don't know if I'll be able to watch that. France and Spain at 2 p.m. today on Fox.
We, yes. Oh, is it 2 today?
Yeah,
wow,
2 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to be listening to that as we drive down to do Dallas today.
We'll
be at Cliff Harris's house in the morning doing the show there, and then go over to Dallas at the Star to present. I've got three $3,000 trophies in my car.
I've got the blankets in mine.
Yeah, I can't hit a bump or we're in trouble.
Well, I've got moving blankets. And the other thing is I've decided not to let you listen to my radio guy because you're not going to like it.
Oh, you don't think so?
I know you won't. But it's okay that if you don't like it. I don't want you poo-pooing it and me wasting time showing, listening to you and say, dude, you
what
don't
if I let you paraphrase it? Just what you just sort of tell me.
See, that right there tells me right now. That's why. Now, see, because you don't have time to listen to my crap, even when we're right across from each other. But, yeah, that'll be fun going down there. I heard you talking with Cliff Harris yesterday, and I'm glad you didn't mention anything about me pilfering. But I do want to ask you.
I love the fact he's got replicas of the Super Bowl trophy.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you got replicas of your trophies listen, you have to.
Trophies are cool.
And I don't have any trophies. I don't think I do. Well, I do. I got my AY trophies. Ever heard of it?
Yeah. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. As mentioned, Justin Moore will be back with us, he's already addressed what's been going on with his fans in country music. He'll do that on the show a little bit later. It was good to talk to him last night. We literally have not talked to him in a month.
It was fun talking with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was like he wanted to get off. He wanted to get off the phone with us.
Yeah, he was tired. We were too.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. He wanted to do that, and we didn't want to pepper him with a lot of stuff, but we'd like to... he's coming back and
he's coming back.
He doesn't want to make there's Christian. Slow down, Christian. Okay.
I mean, the people are coming out like woodworks. You are right. You are right, Roger. You are right. You are right. You want to go back and look?
Oh, is that Hunt for Red October? No, I didn't see that. Okay, what was that all about? No,
I just said you were right about Red October.
Okay, very good. Because there's a scene. It's a sad scene.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
And the Hunt for Red October is not our. Usually with Crimson Tide.
Yeah, you get those two mixed up a little bit.
And well, that's a Jack Ryan. I think that's before Harrison Ford. I think Alec Baldwin played Jack Ryan.
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. You're talking about the one where Sean Connery is a British. They're Russians. Yeah, he's a British Russian.
There's a great scene.
Australian Russian, whatever.
You know how I love editing. Yes. There's a great scene where everybody's talking Russian.
Yes.
But then they have to make
the switch.
And then they show the camera. The camera goes down. It comes up. And then they all start speaking English. So there's no more. Oh, yes, I dig that.
Yes, you dig it.
You hear what I'm saying?
A couple of our messages here said the All-Star game is in Philly. Jordan Walker from the St. Louis Cardinals won the Home Run Derby. I did see that I did read that last night. First ever Cardinal to win the Home Run Derby. So we'll visit with Rick Schaefer about that. So Brian says the back guy, Chris Berman. Yes, yes. Roger, you were right about Red October, and it was Montana that he was hoping to see.
Oh, thank you very much. I sure would have liked to have seen that Montana or whatever it was. That's fantastic. That again is a character that you pulled for, and you were sad when he gets shot. And the one in Jurassic Park, he was a good guy there. He was like a protective guy to the kids.
Rebecca says it was on Netflix instead of the network television. Okay, maybe that's why we haven't been seeing promos for it.
For what?
All-Star game. Home Run Derby.
All-Star Games on Netflix?
Well, no, it's just the Home Run Derby last night was on Netflix. How about that?
Yeah, I wouldn't guess
that. Wow.
We were on Netflix yesterday looking up scenes from...
Oh, we did.
And when we come back, we'll tell you a little bit about that.
Yes.
We saw the spots where three great scenes from Smokey and the Bandit... I'd say great. The entire movie's great. Were.
Yeah. By the way, Sam Neill played Vasily, the first officer in Hunt for Red October.
Okay. Yeah. Good guy. Good dude.
All right. Do not go away. 661-1037 is the number. We're glad you're with us.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. come to Benihana's.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
We're facing a 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms this afternoon, but before the storms arrive, we'll hit a high of 90 degrees. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms and an overnight low of 71. We'll stay out of the 90s tomorrow, an 86-degree high temperature with a 70% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join 103.7 The Buzz as First Security Bank presents coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days. Baz, Trey, and Randy Rainwater will be in Tampa with the latest news, interviews, and highlights. Brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen. And be sure to watch 103.7 The Buzz social media for live videos, pictures, and much more. 103.7 The Buzz, live from SEC Media Days, presented by First Security Bank. Bank better.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Around here, a reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com, that's Certa with a C, and reserve your spring project today.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com right now to book a free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
I appreciate being away more than I like being here. Sorry.
The only two things in life that make it worth living: being with family and when we're all whooping.
I saw the Hootens.
I don't care if they're playing today or night. My heart belongs to the team in cardinal and white. Maybe the last time we play our game out there.
2024.
Let's go to Arlington, Texas with Sammy and Bobby and the boys. Paint your faces if you want to. Put on a hog hat and make some noise.
It's because I saw the Hootens, so I got Razorback fever.
That's okay.
Between Chad Morris and tears, Brett Bielema's 5 years, and Sam himself ain't had much fun. But out in Arlington, Texas, this year the Razorbacks get it done.
Very nice, Roger. Outstanding. Looking forward to another 12 songs this year.
That's right. That's right. We're going to do that.
Let's welcome. No, we can't welcome him. I thought he was in his little lair over there. Christian Weaver. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. If you just tuned in, Justin Moore will be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour. First time we've had him since what month?
I guess concert he did before you.
Yeah, it was the one in Hot Springs,
Magic Springs.
Springs.
Was that? Yeah. That was bathtub races night too, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, is that wow. Feels like, was that 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, and I don't know. I got to talk to a doctor.
One of the things we told Justin last night we visited with him on the phone is that you know, and he was like, man, you know, if you guys, you know, don't want me to come back or this changes things, let me know. And I said, listen, you're not getting out of this football season, my friend.
No, pick up picks.
Yeah, that's right. You're pick up
Coming to pick up picks at your house.
You're not going to miss maybe the misery that we all have to deal with. They're doing it together. That's so, right.
That's right.
Christian Weaver joined us. Good morning, Christian.
Hey.
Good morning, fellas.
Were you on Atlanta time? Listen, that's just a terrible feeling when you know you've taken the wrong keys.
You've got the wrong key. I had to go all the way back to give the keys to your wife.
Yeah, I got all the way here, and I felt in my pocket, and I had both sets of keys, so I had to take the keys back.
Yeah, good for you.
Do you have an extra set that do people have extra that they
we
hide
have
somewhere?
An extra set, but I'm not exactly sure where they are. I need to find those.
Yeah, I do. Samantha couldn't find hers one time. They were in her car somewhere, and I said, "Well, they're in your car, obviously."
Wouldn't they start if they're in the car?
They are, and so they did. I said, "But she was doing some running around." I said, "Hey, you can't have the keys in the car and not know where they are." And leave it there.
Yeah,
so I do have the extra. I keep the extra set. I know where they are.
Yeah, around the house?
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. I know where they are. And I keep them so that if something happens, and I said, when you're done with them, put them right back. So.
And would it be a place where you could access them?
Easily. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I wonder how many people do that. Yeah. Leave a set of keys somewhere hidden on the outside in case that happens. I think it's a good idea.
Well, they're not hidden. They're not hidden.
You're talking about, to your house?
The extra set of keys that for Samantha's car.
What about your house? Do you have anything? Do you have an outside key hidden in case you get locked
out? You know what? It's all electronic.
I know. Oh yeah, that's funny. That's the way. Don't need keys anymore.
I don't have a key.
Christian,
you don't have a key that unlocks the front door or anything?
I've got it, but never use it. Yeah. Do you have a key in case the other goes out?
Well,
I
had to put a new lock on my front door. It comes with a key, so I have those somewhere.
Yeah, somebody jets
it. And well, they're in my. No, I did it this several months ago, so I have those keys, but we don't use them. We use the.
I can remember Christian and Rogers probably remember. I remember at one point, I don't know why. I mean, it had 15 keys.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Remember, we did. In this country, in the world, we used to have a ton of keys. We don't have keys anymore. We used to have a ton of keys.
Fobs.
Yeah,
fobs started happening.
Yeah, it is.
Keys. No, used to have all kinds.
I mean,
of keys.
I used to have way too many keys, and I'd go, "What is this one for?"
Yeah.
You don't even know what they're for.
No, I had a couple. I don't know what it is. What keys do I have? I know I put a new lock on the back door, so I have a key for that. I don't carry it because we don't. You know,
I have probably 8 or 10 keys on my keychain, and I have no idea what most of them do.
Someone says this is what I'm talking about. We still have the old fake rock. The old fake rock with the house key, and that's the listen.
Hit it underneath.
I love the fake rocks. I love those because they're.
But now everybody knows.
They won't be able to find them.
And now you give your code. Don't you give your code to Amazon for them to put packages in your garage?
Wow. No.
No.
No. I don't. But
sit outside the door.
Well, how do I wouldn't doubt they do that? But how does that work? I don't do that. I mean, how does that work? No.
Sam
doesn't hide.
Gives him a cup of coffees there so much.
Sam does not hide her shopping from me at all. I think she does it just to say, yeah, that's right. But no. Well, the other part of it is most people don't lock the door into their house from the garage.
From the garage,
So you just,
I leave mine unlocked.
Yeah.
Where'd he go? Well, I leave it.
All right, bro.
I lock it if I'm home.
Of course.
Yeah.
Christian, you got to listen to the show, so we have to repeat the whole first 15 minutes for you to give us the answers.
Yeah, give me the first segment again.
We've got the World Cup today in Jerry's World. You got France and Spain. That's going to be a big one, right?
Yeah, two powerhouses.
Who is expected to win that?
I would say France. I don't know who is actually favored, but France is, if they complete their win of the World Cup, they're one of the greatest teams of all time, bro.
Whoa. Okay, and then you got tomorrow. You got Argentina and
England.
Yeah, which is a big. Who would be the biggest matchup for the win overall? England versus.
Well, Argentina France would be a rematch of the 2022 World Cup final. Which, in case Argentina won, right. I want to see France and England.
Yeah, I think that would be interesting.
Of course, Argentina and England have a history with each other. In 1986, they played in the World Cup final where Maradona had the hand of God goal
and
the goal
God.
Of the century.
Wow.
It's called the goal of the century.
Is there a song, Argentina, Raj? Argentina.
Well, I remember the Argentina firecracker. That was the stripper that
wow.
Oh.
Orville Faubus
Okay.
Had a wreck with.
Let's read some messages here real quick. We had the All-Star Game Home Run Derby last night. Chris, did you watch any of that?
I did not watch the Home Run Derby.
So Netflix.
I know.
Who knew? Wow. Everybody's going for the money. They don't care that nobody's watching.
For the fun.
For the money.
For the glory.
Mostly for the money, yes. Yeah, so how about that? It's on Netflix. No wonder nobody saw it. I didn't see any promos.
I heard it was a good one.
Yeah, first St. Louis Cardinal to ever win it.
Not appointment television.
Right. Not, you mean everybody who's, I mean, every stud, I think, is out for the All-Star game, right? I don't have any.
Yeah, people. I think so.
Someone said, let's read some, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Okay.
Maybe that's it. Thank you. Going to the Middleton Air text line. David, are you required to mention Rebecca every morning? No, we're not. But when we have a lot of people who email regularly and text message
us. And they tell us who they are.
And she's one of them, yeah. And so it's not just because, we just want to say Rebecca, just because she's active. Active in...
And we know it's her, like Brady and Conway. We have his name
that's
there.
That's right. We don't have as many, Roger, we don't talk to Rebecca on this air like a lot of the other shows do. No. We don't take as many calls.
No.
But we do take, obviously, text messages. 661-1037 is the number. Someone says, Chris Curry being inducted into the Wampus Cat Sports Hall of Fame. There you go. We like that. Let's see here. Where's the other one? 661-1037 is the number. Yeah, Christian, Justin will be back with us today. You know, it almost feels like, were you here on the show when he joined us? I mean, when he was last here, Christian?
I know,
I'm joking. It just sort of lose track of time. Roger made the point, this was when we were doing the darn bathtub races. That felt like that was forever ago.
Forgive me, Governor Faubus. It was Wilbur Mills. Thank you. I apologize. I know it just seems like forever ago. And we're talking to him last night, and Baz goes, we know that you're 31 days sober. He goes, no, 35.
He did.
Because he knows his number.
He added on to it.
You darn right.
And you like
since
that
Kevin Roger. Durant day.
Well, you've got to do that.
You like that. Because, Roger, do you know yours?
I don't know the days anymore. I
don't. You know the years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I carry a coin.
Do you know the exact day when you stopped?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's February 12th. That was the day.
Okay.
Yeah, February 12th. And February 15th is the day that I first started my work. The ironic part is February 12th is my anniversary date of being sober. So it was 3 years sober on that date that I got a call from David Basil to be on this show. So it was 3 years to the show. So that's how I can tell how many years have I been with David? 16. Because it was 3 years into my sobriety that I got the call that very day.
What were you doing before you worked here?
I was working at a station in Hot Springs.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that for a year, if you will, or maybe even two. I worked with Kramer, actually, down in Hot Springs at KLAZ is what it was. Not KBHS, but KLAZ. And I get a call from him during a sales meeting, and we were doing a morning show. I was doing a morning show on a new country station called The Spur that had just started and playing. But I was also in sales. And then on that day, that's how I remember it.
The 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We got Justin Moore coming back with us today. Rick Schaefer, John Daly will join us as well. We will head to Dallas a little bit later. You know, Atlanta was it's hard to believe that Atlanta, which it's not hard to believe, but it's just you would think the world's largest airport, the world's busiest airport is not New York, not London, not Dubai, not China.
That is very surprising.
Yeah, it is Atlanta, really is. Georgia, and the busiest, the most planes. I mean, it is.
Is it a hub like everyone flies there to connect somewhere?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, in the South. I mean, it is the pathway to everywhere. But you would still think that New York or L.A.
Yeah, it's like coming to America. You're going to land in New York, L.A.
I know.
L.A. Probably.
It just shows you too how efficient Atlanta. Maybe this really good about. From Atlanta to Dallas, Atlanta to Miami or whatever. But it is a massive place, and we had a good time yesterday. And we heard some new singing yesterday, Christian.
I saw the video on Facebook.
Yeah, Steve Qualls.
Oh, did you like it or anything?
I did.
How many views is it getting? I'm kidding.
It's got like 15,000 already.
No, it does not.
It does.
It does.
I told Steve, I said it'll have 20,000 in 3 days. And it had 10,000 yesterday. 10,000.
But the other part of it is, is we're singing it in the Atlanta, the seafood restaurant of the Atlanta airport. So that's where we're singing it. So if we're low and we blow, it's because of that as well. And I don't think anybody even looked around at us. They just thought,
it's just normal.
It's normal. And a shout out to the people that get off the plane. Delta Airlines, I'd like to talk to you about helping with the cost of a new cover for my luggage.
Yeah, that's the funniest thing is that, as you know, Christian, Roger loves to keep the wrapping stuff on his stuff. You know, his, in other
what
words,
in other words
if he's got like earbuds in the little earbuds container, he keeps the cellophone, when you open it, he keeps it like years later.
You put it back in the wrapping?
He keeps the wrapping on it.
For a while.
Okay.
Yeah, they're.
And so he's got this the luggage. He's got this, you know, this.
It like fits over the luggage.
You buy it new, and most people just don't mind getting it scratched up. But Roger keeps the.
But it's made for that.
Yeah, yeah. But although, you know, if they make it for that, it's almost like, well, wouldn't they keep it on there a little tighter? They make it where you're.
It is tight.
You think so? It came off.
I know so.
So, Roger, anyway, you see Roger so mad yesterday when they took it off.
Well, because I knew somebody took it off. And, of course, Samantha goes, well, she was watching some reality show or something that showed what goes on in airports and things like that. And she saw how the luggage is treated. She goes, it could have easily just gotten ripped off. And I went, okay, all right. I'm not going to argue about it and all that. But it's used for that. Sure, I was the only one that had one in the entire building. You know, and then people getting off the airplane real quick. You know, it's just like Chick-fil-A. You know, I know you're supposed to be over here. You go first, I go, you go, you, I go. Except for you mobile app people, you think you can just go right in there. And that's what one guy did, mobile app guy on Delta. We'll be back.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live a life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local family market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays, mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. What's coming?
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS. UAMS.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000 off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers under $60,000 starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood or call us at 501-834-7700.
Edwards Food Giant presents Razorback basketball color analyst and Drop Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem. Rick joins the guys each week to talk Razorback sports and whatever else might come to mind. Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
This July, Southland Casino Hotel lights the fuse on a celebration 250 years in the making. And trust us, it's gonna boom. The Red, White, and Boom 100,000 free play giveaway every Saturday night, 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. 25,000 free play sparks up each week. Swipe your card for a free entry, then earn more when you hit 250 points. The more you play, the more chances to spark something big. Southland Casino Hotel. Don't miss your chance to light it up every Saturday night in July. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs.
BR McGinty, yeah.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see there. Did you also see, where Andrew Benintendi will miss 4 to 6 weeks with a broken hand? So he's up to bat. Remember Benny Ball?
Sure.
He played with the Razorbacks, Andrew Benintendi.
He did what with a broken hand?
Since the situation happened in Fort Ice where there was a mass shooting, we'll have the sheriff. We haven't had him on since all that happened. Very brave, and, you know, state police got in there and helped out too, and it was just a community rallying to help. Those in Fort Ice will visit with them in the 9 o'clock hour.
Had a guy or a lady, I don't know who it was, a listener, thank you very much, who said, Roger, thanks for clearing that up about Wilbur Mills,
yes.
And not sullying the name of, yes. Of Orville Faubus. Yes, thank you very much.
We walked into the studio, Christian, and we have our Hootens Arkansas football.
See that?
I don't know how many years this has been. I think it's 30-something. I think it's 30 or 31, 32. But anyway, so this is what's tough. You look, and Roger, it has national rankings. So I'm looking at...
Where's Arkansas?
I'm looking at the top 25.
Good question, Chris.
Man, Arkansas is not in there?
Not in the top 25.
Snubbed.
Now, I think the Hootens put us in at 25. Although it's not Hootens, it's Thomas Thrash now. But I think they put us in at 25 just to be nice. But the overall ranking, guess where they have us?
Overall ranking, and this is national?
National, yeah.
I'll go... How many teams? Yeah, there's
138.
Yeah, I'll go 78.
Okay.
I will go... Oh, wow. I'm going to go even worse, and I don't even know. I'll say 100. Yeah, I was being nice.
Well, you know, we're good. I mean, we all are better, according to Hootens, than that. But I was not... I was thinking not a whole lot better. 52.
No, that's... Okay. No.
Wait, oh, well, you don't even think 52,
I think that's too high.
Whoa. Goodness. I see Mississippi State at 50, Kentucky at 51, Arkansas 52.
I think those two teams may be too high, too.
Wisconsin 53. I'm looking at some of the other ones that, as you go down the list, Colorado, Deion Sanders 62. How's that working out now?
Not fantastic.
Are we done with that experiment? We think he's going to bring him back?
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to look at who else I see. By Clemson, 29. Oklahoma State, 31. Nebraska, 37. Hey, Florida State. I tell you, you think we got it bad? Florida State's won national championship, two of them.
They hold on to Norvell?
They did. They are 39. 39th. You know those Florida State fans.
We saw some Florida State folks down
there. Yeah, we did. Auburn, 40. I'm telling you, wow.
Auburn.
I mean, they've won, you know, national championship in, you know, recent years. And I'm telling you, when you're ranked outside the top 25.
This is an Auburn song. It is 7,092 days in my sobriety.
Nice. Is that right?
Did the math?
Say it again.
7,092.
Wow. Oh,
did you account for leap years?
Huh?
Did you account for leap years? No. I don't know what I did. Give or take.
From daylight until darkness, couldn't beat miles on there.
We will own Hugh Freeze. Love the hogs all my life.
This is Hugh Freeze down there. So this is a couple, 2 or 3 years old. Again, Hootin's Magazine has made me get the Razorback songs out.
Yes.
We're going down to Texas and that sort of thing. But we'll have a real singer on here real soon. No, I just put in February 12, 2007.
How many days?
To today. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably right then.
It's good.
Yeah, the star is just so remarkable. Roger, you have not been there, right?
No, I have not.
Yeah, it is the Taj Mahal of NFL franchises. I mean, you walk in, it looks like a 5-star hotel. It does not look like an NFL. Of course, Jerry's smart enough to rent out other parts of the building.
Oh, is that where we're staying?
No, that's where they're doing the ceremony.
Your guys, yeah, that's right.
When are you guys going to Blytheville?
We hadn't picked that date yet. We gotta figure that out.
It will be the end of the five trip. Or the five.
It is. It's the last one. We've done four of them.
I'm off tomorrow, by the way.
What?
Yep.
You turned into an acre.
Wow.
Golly.
I got to take my daughter to a doctor appointment.
Wow. It's amazing how much PTO. I'll give you some of my PTO. Me and Roger don't use it. All right. Don't go away. We'll get our man Justin Moore back. We'll see if he's on time today.
Justin Moore?
Probably not.
What an asset you are to our show.
Shine a light. 1037thebuzz.com. Get your iPhone or Droid app today and take us with you everywhere the wind blows. KABZ Little Rock.
This is the Pigskin Preacher.